Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast. Jared Simo was named the 2021 Dave Schultz Award winner for the state of Kansas. He is one of the most accomplished Kansas wrestlers out there in the class of 2021. He appeared in the state finals all 4 years of high school and came out on top during his final two wrestling seasons, wrestling for St. Thomas Aquinas. Simo also made a name for himself on the national stage with four All-American finishes from Fargo and a folkstyle national championship as well. He made his intentions known after his sophomore year that Northern Iowa was where he intended to continue his academic and wrestling career, and Cedar Falls, Iowa, in the heart of wrestling-rich Cedar Valley, is where he now hangs his hat. Before we get to Jared, his high school coach Eric Aiken checks in. Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks a lot. Glad to be here.
All right, the Saints won state titles in 2005 and 2007 under Loewen Parks and have contended many other times over the years. Prior to your arrival as head coach, numbers were down a bit and results, the successes that they had been accustomed to waned a little bit. What were your priorities as you sought and then took over the program at St. Thomas Aquinas?
Well, when I took over, they only had two wrestlers here. And so the year that I took over, the summer before, there are some eighth graders like Brett Miner that I got interested in the school, and he's someone I worked with at the youth level, for several years in a row. Same with Jared Simma and Johnny Aiken and Dylan Elmore, Jordan Hobbin, kids like that were part of like the youth programs that I was doing. They'd either come to my practices sometimes or all the time or whatever worked out. But it was a challenge, and I figured it was something that a lot of people didn't want because they had a one mat wrestling room. They had two kids on the team. One of them ended up weighing like 325 pounds and couldn't make heavyweight. So technically there was one kid, but I looked at it as like not ground zero, but the bottom of the ocean with an anchor around my ankle. And I love challenges like that. I love challenges that people say, no one can do this. This is impossible. So that was one of the main reasons why I took it, but also just because, I had the opportunity to get these youth kids that I'd been working with years to possibly come here. And I love to coach wrestling and watch people set goals and work for them and reach them.
Well, from your earliest days in the sport, you have been exposed to some of the best competitors and coaches that the country has to offer. In evaluating Jared Simma to this point, what are his strengths and what areas does he need to work on most in order to continue to improve?
Man, he has a lot of strengths. I mean, his body type's really hard to deal with because he's real rangy and lengthy. His wingspan's about 8 feet, and he could probably be a boxer. But he also just works so hard. I mean, there was hardly a morning in his 4 years here that he didn't go lift weights and work out before school. And his confidence level, and he's not arrogant, but he knows he can beat anybody. And to be honest, I was hardly ever nervous when he stepped on the mat, even when he was a freshman. I always knew like, wow, he's going to surprise this senior, this two-time state champ or whatever. And his coaches have confidence in him. He has confidence in himself, and he has a lot of experience in wrestling since he's a little kid. He's pretty much made it to, he's placed every time he's ever went to state, counting Kansas kids all through high school. So he's a gamer too. That's one of his strong points. And he gets in the big game, and he rises to the occasion and he performs.
All right. So having a kid like Jared in the room every day, I'm sure elevated expectations and performance for the entire team. Now that he has moved on, what will you miss most about him, and how will that void be filled?
Well, of course, we'll miss his leadership. But his sense of humor and his friendship and just the relationship that we all had with him and the other seniors that left, every year. And winning medals is great. I always tell these guys winning titles and medals is fun, and it seems like it's the main goal. But at the end of the day, when you're done with your wrestling career, you realize the most valuable things in it are the character values that you accomplished, the relationships that you had, and just the overall experience. Those things last a lifetime. Medals just hang on a wall. And those are some of the things we'll miss having Jared around.
So, Coach, thanks for coming on, and congratulations to you and the SDA program for your part in guiding Jared through his high school career. Here's hoping he finds similar success as he jumps to the D1 level at the University of Northern Iowa.
Thanks a lot for having me.
2021 Dave Schultz Award winner from Kansas, Jared Sima, joins us on the line from Cedar Falls, Iowa. Jared, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right, so you had a good spring and summer of wrestling and settled into college life at the University of Northern Iowa. You committed early, won a Folkstyle National title on the UNI campus last April, and spent a good deal of time there in preparation for Fargo 2021. With that said, there's nothing quite like moving away from home and taking the leap into college life. What has been the biggest adjustment for you so far?
I think the biggest adjustment is like waking up on my own, go to class, make sure I'm going to class. Like, I don't have my parents around. I don't get home cooked meals anymore. It's just kind of crazy that I don't have them with me. And all we got is the guys, the freshmen on my team. So we're all kind of adjusting to the new life, and it's not bad. Yeah, a little homesick right now, but I get to see my parents tomorrow. They come up for homecoming week. So I think, yeah, the biggest adjustment is just I'm becoming an adult, so everything's kind of on my own. Yeah, I got the coaches there to help me and all that, but yeah, I'm just on my own now, so becoming an adult, I guess.
Well, UNI has one of the strongest traditions in college wrestling. I can't say enough about West Gym and the tradition of that place that you just walking in there, just kind of absorbed with it. You're steadily building back more relevance in D1 in modern times under the leadership of Doug Schwab. What is it about the culture of the program that accounts for this success that's happening?
It's a family. I mean, everybody on the team has each other's backs. I don't know how to explain it. Like, you just have to be here and feel the energy. Like, everyone cares about everyone, and we all want the same goal, to be team national champs. So we, no matter what happens in the room, out of the room, we're all best friends. And in the room, we just want each other to be the best that we can be and go out there and be able to compete and just help each other. I mean, I think the family aspect is pretty big, because I visited a lot of schools, and I don't want to talk bad about them, but I didn't feel the family aspect there as I did here. And I think that was one of the biggest reasons why I came here. And it just, everybody has each other's backs and just want each other to succeed.
All right. And I tell you, it doesn't hurt having a guy like Doug Schwab. You know, it's a, he's just so motivational, and he leads by example, and just seeing that day in, day out, I imagine wears off on you as well.
Yeah, he always tells us he would never put us through a workout that he wouldn't do, and I think that means a lot, because he suffers with us. Like, if we have a really hard workout, he does it with us. Like, he's in there scrapping a lot, so he's still pushing himself.
So kind of on that same vein, what is it like adjusting to the demands of the college wrestling room and classroom compared to your days at STA?
Well, right now we aren't having full team practices because we haven't really started yet. But they give us the choice right now. If we want to work out, we're able to go in and work out on our own. Or if we want individuals with coaches, we're able to do that. And if we don't, they're not making us. So I think it's really different, because a lot of guys – everyone on the team's in every day getting better. And I think that's a big difference. Like, in high school, sometimes you got guys skipping workouts because they just don't want to go, and you don't have that here. So, and then school-wise, it's definitely different. I'm not sitting in a classroom 8 hours a day. I think Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I have 3 classes. Then Tuesday, Thursday, I only have 2 classes. But the workload is definitely different. I have a lot more homework, a lot more reading, understanding the textbooks and all that kind of stuff. And it's just different teaching. Classrooms are kind of bigger than a high school classroom. So, yeah, that's kind of cool to adjust to. Just new part of life.
And do you have a declared major yet?
Yeah, exercise science. We're mainly a teacher school, so a lot of people becoming teachers. But yeah, they got a good exercise science program.
In what weight class do you see yourself going this year?
174, because right now about 182, so I'm not really big enough for 84, and 74 is the plan. And then for junior world team trials, I think it's either 189 or I want to say 170 something. So I'm going to go down for that for World Team Trials.
And you were a little bit banged up at the end of Fargo this year. How are things on the injury-wise for you?
Oh, everything's normal. Got a great trainer here, Frank. Takes real good care of us. Anything we ask, he does it. So, yeah, everything's good.
So as you look, just kind of an open-ended question, as you look at the upcoming season, what are your expectations?
Being able to compete, the difference of college and high school is going to be way different. So going out there and just competing and getting better day by day, yeah, you're going to have lumps and not good matches every once in a while. But if you go out there and compete and continue to put the work in, I think it's going to show. And right now, plan is for us to redshirt, and Midlands is technically the national tournament for the redshirt. So right now that's the goal. When Midlands do all that, and then after that we'll focus on World Team Trials.
What are you hearing about the look and feel of this season?
So right now we have 6 duels at home. We're going to have 4 in West Gym and then 2 in the McLeod. So we'll be able to get back into West Gym and wrestle, so that's exciting to hear. And then we got 6 away duels. And then we added to our schedule national duels down in Florida. So that'll be interesting to see a lot of great teams out there, see how those guys go out there and compete. For red shirts, you got Midlands. I want to say the Iowa State Open and then maybe the UNI Open. I'm not really for sure on those yet, but I know Midlands for sure.
Okay, so the purpose for this call really is that you've been named the Dave Schultz Award winner for the state of Kansas. It was announced last spring. This is essentially awarded to really the all-class senior wrestler of the year in the state. What does this recognition mean to you?
It's awesome. I mean, you work really hard for some awards, and I'm just happy I got it. And I think it's really cool to be able to tell people, yeah, I got that award, and it helps me because I work my butt off, and I got stuff to prove it, like those awards, like that kind of stuff. And I mean, it's really cool, but it's just another thing to me. I got more higher goals to achieve, but that's definitely on the way to achieving these other goals.
So we've been visiting with Jared Sima, 2021 Dave Schultz Award winner for Kansas. Thanks for coming on today, and all the best to you as you approach your first year of college wrestling.
Yeah, thank you.
We have reached the Fall Clinic Week. We are looking forward to seeing you in Salina. This has been Patrick Kelly with the KWCA Podcast. Until next time, thanks for listening.